Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
It's a beautiful Sunday evening. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Batman.
The man with no name is here too.
Yes. And my name is Sidekick, the Sidekick, Mr. Sidekick. I just realized.
If you like, but I mentioned him like 52 times so that you will be saying Sidekick. Sidekick.
And I had to put in Mr. because last week a whole lot of persons thought I was a woman because I do have a beautiful voice. But.
Hello, baby. Okay.
Wow. So, you know how we do. We'll bring you everything cinematic and we will be checking out some of the movies that came out last week and the movies for this week and some cinematic movie news. You just listen to the honest trailer for Fast X, which we are hearing there's going to be two more. Originally, they said there were only going to be a two-part movie.
Fast X that we've watched and another one.
But now
maybe
they're saying
Fast X 2.
Mm-hmm, it's going to be stretched into three parts. So
I think they just liked the name, the X there. So they're always bringing up new names.
Shay Vin Diesel became popular with Triple X now.
What?
Yes, now he became popular with Triple X.
Was it Triple X?
It was Triple. Was it with the Chronicles of Riddick?
No, it was.
Triple X was
Pitch Black.
Okay, maybe not popular because he was in Saving Private Ryan.
I didn't know him in Saving Private Ryan.
Exactly. So, the guy don't try.
Why I said he was Triple X that he was popular.
Triple X, then Riddick, Chronicle.
First Pitch Black, then Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah.
He's a small version of Tom Cruise. He's trying,
not a small version of Tom Cruise. Because he doesn't do his stunts. And I remember that was an issue that The Rock
caused,
had with
yes,
him.
That caused Buzz Boots.
With like all, or maybe he doesn't
he's not there do anything.
Anyone?
At all.
God.
So last week we had Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. That Biggie was calling the Dial of Dysentery. Exactly. And then there was another animation, a Netflix animation called Nimona.
Nimona.
It's Nimona.
Nimona. You've seen it,
it's
right?
It's Nimona.
Calm down.
You've seen it, right? You're not
about to. I don't want to rush it.
So okay. I haven't still seen it. When I saw the end sequence, and I was like, "How about when I don't come again with your colors?" Well, let's move on, please.
And The Witcher season 3, volume 1, dropped last week also, and then episode 3 of season 4 of Jack Ryan, some classic Jack Ryan with John Krasinski in it.
I haven't started that, but let's just.
I am tired of Jack Ryan. I stopped. I think season 2. And of course, yes, another mission. You go rescue.
But that's what Jack Ryan does.
See,
you should go
rest. See,
when you were watching,
you should get a desk job or something.
So, did you watch 24? If you watch 24, because every time it's always 24, 24, 24. So, yeah.
Let me tell you something that you may find annoying in season 4 of Jack Ryan. They have this Nigerian arc.
A Nigerian story.
Okay.
Yeah. About some guys who invaded they called it the Presidential Palace and it's located in Lagos.
In Lagos.
No.
And with that one, Nigerians done the shot. You have misrepresented our presidential villa, calling it Presidential Palace. It's actually Aso Villa, Aso Rock, and you not even.
It's a leg.
And the president
said we should come out. So, for those who may be. If you vex if you watch, I'm sure, but. Anyway, so let's check out new releases for this week. We had Joyride, which some people are saying it is one of the highest rated R-rated comedy in recent time.
That's a Joyride.
Yeah, Joyride. Then we had Insidious, The Red Door.
Now, these are trailers that just came out, yeah?
No, these are movies that dropped last week.
Well, Insidious has come out.
Not in cinemas.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay, yeah. You needed to tell them that I am the...
Of course. Cinema, waka pass.
Then for those people who are following this show, The Lincoln Lawyer, the season 2 released last week. And then we had two episodes of My Adventures with Superman.
So I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that.
I'd love to see it though.
Yeah.
The reason why I'd love to see it is like the change in the Superman outfit. You know, before you have to zoom in.
I saw the changing for the Superman in this My Adventures with Superman, and it was, I don't want to say stupid.
Hey God.
He was giving anime vibes.
You know how all this animated some of these animated shows where if somebody wants to change, you
less like Mobile Suit Gundam now.
Lights will flash from their chairs and then the costume will start
coming out.
From,
yeah. Like, let's just say like Iron Man.
MC Blue, you're really going to enjoy this. I mean, it's your line.
Yes,
anime.
It's my line, and I'm really enjoying the fact that you will enjoy it too, whether you like it or not.
And yes, I'm going to leave him to say the next thing that dropped this.
Yeah, so the next thing that dropped, my brothers and sisters, is Bleach, the 1,000-year blood war. Yeah, that's the arc, season 2. Or should we just say the second part? Like, it's mad. Bleach is out, guys. Bleach is out. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Scary movie.
Eh?
You say it sounds like a scary movie or something.
Yeah, because Bleach now, Oshie. Go and buy your soap.
Say it again.
Okay, guys, let's jump into the next, please.
Okay, so this year seems to be the end for a lot of shows.
Yeah.
So if you know Sex Education is coming back September 21, and it's the final season because most of the cast are leaving to do something else.
That is my problem. My black Nigerian guy is no more there.
He's the new doctor now, so...
He's in...
Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who. He's the new doctor.
And then he's also in this... what's this pink movie with...
Yes, he's in Barbie. Mm. Also with Emma McKay in it.
Yes! They just went and they packed everybody.
They did not pack everybody. You know how all the actors have been lobbying to be in the show?
It's just Otis now, and I don't even want to go into it.
Well, now you did watch and share.
There's still a lot of it. Another show that ended this year that really touched my heart was Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Did you finally finish?
See what's crazy about...
I'm still managing it.
I am going to spoil it for you.
No, don't spoil it for me.
You don't say now. We are allowed to spoil it.
No, you're not allowed.
Let me tell you what happened.
You are not allowed.
Whether on air or off air, I will do it to you.
No, don't do it.
Because you did it to me.
Okay, but wait, let me say this
4 years ago.
Let me say this first, yeah? I'm someone who doesn't watch football. Like, I don't enjoy soccer.
Yeah, I mean,
I do watch football.
That's shocking.
Well, for those who don't like football, yeah, I didn't fancy watching football. Like, the highest I can do is watch, like, highlights. But watching Ted Lasso, I actually started enjoying the act of football. It's fun to watch.
I know.
It's just that arty show, like, you... I can't explain it.
Okay, I need to ask this. Who is your favorite character in Ted Lasso?
Oh my God, what's
Mama, the second coach?
No, the manager.
The second coach.
That woman gives me joy. She's so beautiful, so tall.
It's because of her fashion. That's why you like her.
Well, yeah, I mean, she can't sleep.
But me is the second coach. Then the football is life.
My favorite character.
That guy that does not smile. What's his name?
Roy Kent.
Roy Kent is the character.
He's there.
But I also love Football is Life.
Oh,
football is life.
No, okay, so I don't know whether you reached that part, but don't worry, you enjoy something that he did.
The Zava guy in season 3.
Zava, no, don't worry.
I have to say this without spoiling it for you.
Please.
And then there was something Roy Kent did when the manager walked into the, what did they call that place again? What did they say after they don't play a match finish?
Locker room.
I was like, can I say that?
Yes.
Get your sorry ass.
No, it's a get your hairy ass to our office.
And then Roy Kent told him, my ass is hairy.
You said nothing.
My God.
No, it's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, it's out. You can go check
it's
it
out.
It's not me that will say it. Let's move on.
Okay, so let's jump into cinematic movie news right now to know what is happening in your backyard of movies.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Okay, starting off with news right now. Oppenheimer, which happens to be the Christopher Nolan new movie that we are expecting alongside Barbie, set to have zero CGI shots.
What that means is they took their time. That's what it means. Because they were not trying to go and do green screen anything.
Not even that. My question is, how do you do a movie about the atomic bomb with no CGI?
Yeah.
So does that mean
the director had said that they did live explosions.
Like maybe small, then they will not zoom in. They want to do production. I mean,
zoom out.
Without CGI, I don't believe.
Without CGI, yes.
It's very possible. I mean, he's known for actually being a very practical director.
So let me give you an example now. For Man of Steel, you see the cornfield. Like the cornfield in Man of Steel, they planted it for that.
No, that was for Interstellar.
Interstellar. But yeah.
IMDb.
You see the problem with this problem. In this country. But let's go on.
Moving on to the next news. This one, I didn't expect it to happen. Jennifer Garner is set to return as Elektra in Deadpool 3. Remember Elektra back in 2000? Yeah. Was it 3 or 5?
Elektra pain people. The reason why I say Elektra pain people, to me, that was supposed to be a fantastic show, but I don't know why it wasn't fantastic any longer.
Well, a lot of people are said to be part of this Deadpool 3, which is also going to be R-rated. You know, after Deadpool was, you know, after, why do I keep forgetting the name? Walt Disney bought 20th Century Fox. They have the characters now, X-Men, Deadpool, Fantastic Four, and all that other stuff. And everybody was afraid that Deadpool was going to be toned down into PG-13 and have them just do the character anyhow. Yeah. But no, it's going to be R-rated, and it's something we are looking forward to because Hugh Jackman is in it. And there were some set photos that were released.
Anyways, Connell, all the way from Central Area, is saying, good day, guys, in the studio. Nice talking with on the movies again. He's just sending his shout-out here. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to some more cinematic movie news right now. The I've already said this about the fourth and final season of Sex Education is coming out September 21. Now, do you know they are doing another Harry Potter?
Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's going to be a series.
See, personally, I would say, you see that franchise, don't touch it. They don't want to hear word, but I'm saying don't touch it. They will spoil it.
What's going to happen to our Daniel Radcliffe? Daniel Radcliffe
came out to say that he thinks it will be very weird because people have been asking him, would you make a cameo in the new series? And he said it would be very weird to make a cameo in the new Harry Potter series. It is bigger than one interpretation or one franchise. So it would be cool to see the torch get passed on to...
He should keep quiet.
I
don't know how much I got into that character. Hermione. Like, I learned so many spells. I would go to the class back then.
The reason why Nigerian mothers do not allow people to watch it.
Wingardium Leviosa. I was doing all of that. And no, see, they should come.
Accio your food.
Still on some more cinematic movie news. Tom Cruise says he wants to keep making Mission Impossible movies until he is Harrison Ford's age, which is 80.
Kudos to him, please continue. Because he's fit, he's physically fit. I believe he can continue.
So he said, I still got like 20 years to catch up.
With time, you stop doing his stunts. I mean, obviously.
I don't think there will be another Tom Cruise in two lifetimes.
Hear him out.
Oh God,
just do risky things.
Has been doing risky things
already,
like climbing bridge to shoot Yawa. Please, let's move on.
Okay, still some more cinematic gist. Do you know there's a Chronicles of Narnia coming to Netflix?
Do I want to see that?
I would want to see it. And no, I wouldn't want to see it.
I'm tired of the lion thing.
No, that was... Did you read the books?
No.
Good, that's why. But then, Chronicles of Narnia was as popular... Not as popular, but it was quite
popular.
It was quite popular. That was the first part.
There was the second one again. I can't remember.
This the first part that was the most popular.
After the second one,
people really got...
And it's going to be directed by Greta Gerwig.
Let's wait for Barbie to come out first before
and
we know where
that's talking about Barbie. Let's segue into Barbie right now. And the Barbie set was set to have everybody wear pink once a week.
Is that one you will like? You never let me land.
You were excited.
I was about to say snap.
So according to Ryan Gosling, he said everyone had to wear something pink, and if you didn't, you were fined.
Margot Robbie will now be going around and be collecting.
Yes, Margot Robbie went around collecting the fines and she would donate it to charity.
Charity, that girl has enjoyed it. Seriously.
I'm telling you.
Charity has enjoyed
it. Did you enjoy any of the Purge movies? I enjoyed the first one and the last one. Anyway, there's going to be a 6th Purge movie and it's going to follow an American being broken into state based on ideology, sexuality, and religion.
But do you know what's crazy about the Purge movies, yeah? It was when they started these Purge movies that the whole issue of gun violence really spiked. What's that theory that they used to say?
mass shooting.
No. There's this when somebody has an alternate theory and says that that's what's happening. Well, that's when my own idea.
Life imitates art.
Yes, when life. I think with the Purge movies, the violence with guns became more prominent in America.
Well, they say this one we have. You have a black state, a gay state, a white evangelical state, and a really broken country.
So that's what they want to. So basically, they are going to go. What's the name of this movie that our best guy acted again? That they were in a desert and they were.
What?
That apocalyptic movie now that this South African girl, what's her name?
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron was in.
The Old Guard.
Not the old guard. Now. Of the Most High. I said they were in the desert.
They were in the desert now.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Mad Max. So that whole apocalyptic thing, I think that's what they want to do. You know, when there's this whole zombie apocalypse, when there is an outbreak, the states then get broken into different parts. I think that's what they are going with.
Okay, and still gisting movies right now. Today marked 20 years since Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, was released in cinemas.
Do you know what's crazy? I was actually thinking about it, yeah? I actually watched The Curse of the Black Pearl in secondary school. Like, that was one of the movies that we watched in our social night.
Yeah.
How time flies. Some people will be like,
20
years ago.
And you're
50 now. And that was...
you are something to stone.
And that was the movie that gave us the iconic Captain Jack Sparrow played by Johnny Depp.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Amazing. So now, there are some live action remakes in the work right now. And it's...
Let me know, like, this one's is paining me.
Many of them are very annoying.
It is paining me.
Let's hear the live
action. You remember the animation Bambi?
Yeah.
There's going to be a live action for it.
What for?
So that we will see real reindeer with a red nose.
Exactly. Second one is Moana. There's a live action Moana.
I would love to see that.
Because of the music.
I am.
There will
but
be
the
no
girl
music.
Is not returning.
What?
Awi Cavallo, yeah. She's not playing the girl.
And so many people can sing this on Sugar Rush.
Yeah, wicked.
Remember Hercules?
Yeah, but they had to
do
versions.
Main, so no,
they are doing. They are doing like doing the a live
Disney
version.
Oh, okay.
Live action of the Hercules that we loved growing up.
Yeah, we've already seen the trailer for One Piece.
Yeah, that one is coming out. Pokemon already. We know that the live action.
Another Death Note is coming out. You know there was a Death Note that had Lucky Stanfield in it.
See, and that Death Note was the worst thing to happen to a live action adaptation of an anime. They shouldn't do it, please. If they are not going to do it properly, let them leave it.
So, we have Snow White, we have The Aristocats, One Punch Man,
ooh,
My Hero Academia.
So, let me not lie, I really want to see One Punch Man. That one, I am rooting for it because I would want to see how... No, I don't want to see it because I just remembered what they did with Shazam. Let them not try... Because they spoil Shazam for everybody.
Did they? But sorry, did you say Aristocats?
Aristocats. Yes, Aristocats. Yeah, remember the Aristocats?
No,
yeah.
What for now?
Why? Immediately you hear Kat, like your ears started standing.
I know.
Oh, God, dude.
And then How to Train Your Dragon is also going to have a live action. And then Avatar The Last Airbender. And finally, on our cinematic movie news, Insidious The Red Door brings the franchise to an end after 13 years.
So,
I really love the Insidious franchise, I wouldn't lie. Like, bringing back that horror feel to the silver screen. I really, really like the horror. But let's read messages, eh?
Yeah.
Inside the message for here, it says, Focus, a.k.a. IMDb, and the man with no name, a.k.a. Rotten Tomatoes, and Sidekick.
Sidekick.
This is Majesty. I thought you guys weren't going to do the show today. Oh, MC Bluetooth, he say, you don't like football, now what for you? He say, I think I need to get a look into this Ted Lasso show. I'm a lady and I love football. He says, okay, she continues here. You say, at the heart, okay, you call their names and you say they are the heart of sex education show. And he says, if they leave the show, it will need to end. I'm looking forward to it. Please, where is season 3 of Bridgerton? When is it coming out? It will not come out until after they've licked all the spoons.
All the spoons.
They did this Queen Charlotte.
Now, yeah. That was like another, but
like
another one is coming out.
See, anyone who move where the guy come, I ready. I'm following them.
Geronimo from Dusa Alaji said, any feedback on No Hard Feelings and what's the rating if reviewed for you guys in the studio? I've not seen it. It's Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Yeah.
And it's playing in cinema. So when we see it, we'll give you our rating.
So personally, I cannot well, let me not say if film no get action, I know if you see for cinema, why?
But it's this one is a raunchy comedy, R-rated.
That's why I cannot even still see it in the cinema. So I believe that the cinema is for blockbuster movies, and blockbuster meaning make it break some blocks, make it boss. You understand? Anyways, more messages in here. Talking about Pirates, One Piece live action trailer looks amazing. The cast has the spirit of the characters and I'm excited for it. That's what ERO says. He says, first two episodes of my adventures with Superman just dropped and it's amazingly refreshing. My opinion though, that's what he also adds.
Okay, so right now, the trailer for Bob Marley, One Love, dropped a couple of days ago and it's something you need to see. If you need to see it, go to Popcorn and Reels on Instagram. It's something you need to check out. But right now, we'll play the trailer for you to just give you the sense and the feel of the iconic legend.
Solomon and Dahi, please tune in.
Oh, you want to start?
From the beginning.
It is the movies. Yes, don't forget, you got Sidekick. Or Sidekick.
My brother, we will not leave you like that. We must say it. People are expecting to hear it. Anyways, I'm the man with no name.
Yes, and I'm still focused at the Batman. Let us know your take on some of the things we are talking about. And are you excited to see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1? Because Part 2, they rode.
Yeah, they come.
Truth is, it's taking time now. I know, yes, stunt and all, but it's taking time. If it's like this, that means when he gets to 18, only one go down.
So here's the crazy thing, yeah. With the time that Hollywood takes in releasing their movies, yeah, you'll be shocked that when you see an actor in like different other movies and then you now go back and out. But he was in this other movie and you'd be wondering when did they actually have the time to do all the shooting. Like it's really strange, but yeah, we'll wait for it though. Personally, I like the publicity that it has been getting fact that they created the train scene, they constructed their own train.
Busybody. When I forget you CGI.
If I hear that Tom Cruise will use CGI.
Tom Cruise. You don't know that man.
You don't know him.
He's my uncle.
You don't know. Oh, God.
You don't know. What did you use this weekend to enjoy? Like, Yaro told us that he watched the first two episodes of My Adventures with Superman, and it's amazingly refreshing.
And we remember that last week, we gave you guys like our, like go and watch and see type of, yeah, someone mentioned from.
What did you see this weekend?
Hey, anime.
Only?
See, I finally got to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
I've not seen it yet.
See, I enjoy, you know this type of thing when you watch a movie and you are just smiling throughout, yeah? That was how I felt watching this Guardians of the Galaxy because the focus of this story was on rockets. Like, I've been waiting to see or hear or, like, understand the story of Rocket. The next one I'm really waiting to see is if they can have an adaptation and, like, go to the story of Groot. Let's not forget that Groot is also a character that has a lot of mystery behind him. He cannot die. He literally cannot die. Except if his seed, the planet seed, is taken away from him. So I will really want to see a story of Groot.
I think one of the amazing things that makes me want to see the movie besides, I mean, just liking the Guardians, of course, is because of, I'm just going to be a little bit sentimental here, because it has our Nigerian brother playing the villain inside Chukwudi Iwuji. Oh, you didn't know that he was
Know that Nigerian.
You don't know.
Nigerian guy.
He's Iwuji for me. That's my brother, though.
He played he played the high evolutionary. So, yeah, Chukwudi.
Wow.
You tried.
Chukwudi.
My brother, Waraka.
Chukwudi really rap. Because he really tried. I enjoyed
his performance,
yes,
right?
Yes, I enjoyed his performance. He was. But then again, but after watching it, I saw some deleted scenes. And I was like, why didn't they put them?
And now that you've seen there, put it in your head.
Everything cannot enter. You can't put everything, you know, into the movie. Some things just, you have to sacrifice some things. There's one scene I saw, a deleted scene I saw of Avengers Endgame, and I liked that scene so well, where the Avengers were showing Rocket, like, oh, these are the people we fought.
Yeah, and he was laughing
at them. He said, the Chitauri.
You guys fought the Chitauri.
The Chitauri, they are one of the suckiest armies in the galaxy.
He
said, how long did it take you guys to fight them? And I said, 8 hours, I mean 2 days. And I said, 2 days.
He was laughing at them because if you just destroy the mothership, they go offline.
He said, why didn't you just blow up the mothership? He said, we didn't know that at the time. You didn't know.
But I mean, why?
You know, but and if you watch these Guardians, yeah, like this one, you will then understand how smart Rocket is. Like, he has been underplayed as just Rocket Raccoon, yeah, the guy that likes violence. But when you then watch this one, you will understand how truly smart he is and why he likes gadgets.
Yeah.
He's quite
messages
smart.
Are rolling in right
he's
now on WhatsApp. Good evening, guys. Popcorn and Reels. Used to follow you guys some years ago on Cool FM because the show now came to an end without any info. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Just discovered you guys here. Welcome back. Please, what's the time? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah.
8 o'clock. Mm. But if you don't hear us by 8 o'clock, you will hear us by 8:15. He said, happy Sunday and have a wonderful week ahead. And join. This is Godwin from Dute Alhaji.
Amazing. Okay, I'm sure there's another message, yeah?
There's another message, and this one is saying, I saw the trailer for Bob Marley One Love. I can't wait to see it. I'm a big fan of reggae music. Please, any news on Chiwetel Ejiofor playing Fela in a biopic?
What?
I don't think there's anything. Is there any news on
I don't know. I don't think there's anything.
Please, if
like
there
that.
Is, you can. So don't forget, you can follow us on social media.
Yeah.
At Popcorn and Reels is one word. Popcorn and Reels, one word, on all social media platforms: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. Like, we're everywhere, my nostrils.
Okay. All right. So this man said, I swear, I love Rocket. He's my favorite Guardian so far.
Ah no. See, just watch this. Watch this one. Focus, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Don't spoil it.
No.
You want that?
Go ahead.
Adam Strange. Anyways, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, don't forget, hit us up on WhatsApp, sending your messages so you can communicate with us. But we are still here and we'll be taking more gist on the movies. And I've asked this question, if you can guess, where is this soundtrack from?
Okay, so more messages are rolling in right here on WhatsApp. And Emeka from Gwarinpa, you have to send us a message on, send us a DM. I want to say direct DM, like send a bit of DM.
Yeah.
Send us a DM on Popcorn and Reels and we'll answer the question you are asking right now. Okay, so we have our phone lines buzzing right now. So,
We lost that call. Yes. Hello.
Oh yeah, I love Naruto.
You love Naruto. And he caught okay. So we had the first caller, and he actually got that was the blue bird, and that's the soundtrack. Oh,
so I mean, he didn't take his details. I mean, to reward
him. He went off now.
Please call back so you can get your gift from
caller.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, and this message is saying, good evening, Mario from Jabi. The soundtrack is from Naruto Animation. It's an anime.
Another winner. Blue Duty is actually rewarding all of you.
So here is the crazy thing. I announced that I don't fancy football. Yeah, I don't watch football.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Kinatu, aka the sidekick, doesn't do is he doesn't watch anime. And anytime you mention anime, he gets all up in his dada.
You're making it seem like, because I'm not watching anime.
Yes, he's paining you that people can actually relate with the anime culture.
No,
he's paining you.
I'm happy for you.
You can't be happy for me.
You found your clan. So you guys can go
of course.
And relate.
So if you love anime, you can answer that question. Yeah. Is the Blue Bird one of the most popular soundtracks in anime history?
Okay, so we are still talking movies, but very soon we'll be skedaddling out of the studio. Okay, so we'll be giving you some recommendations for movies to check out or series or animes that you'd like to watch and follow. And also, if you also have good recommendations too, let us know. There might be somebody listening that wants to watch a particular show or movie, and this would be a great time for you to help the person. There's a movie I've not seen it. I'm like 30 minutes into the movie, but not so far. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's called The Blackening.
No, I haven't seen The Blackening.
All right,
let's take this call. Hello.
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 Hello,
yes,
good evening.
Well, movies. Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name?
My name is Richard.
Richard.
Okay, I'm calling from Karo Site. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Karo Site in Abuja here.
Okay. Talk to us.
Yeah.
Okay. He was just checking,
if the line is working.
It's working.
So, Chinatu, do you have, Sidekick, do you have any recommendations for people
for the week?
This week? Like, if you are less busy, just take your time and watch this.
You know, he doesn't have any. We say cats now.
Wow,
the aristocrats.
You know, I'm going to come up with one later. I'm still trying to think.
Just imagine. While from the top of my head, I can just tell you, if you love anime, go check out Hell's Paradise. You would not regret it one bit.
Well, congratulations.
Hell's Paradise has everything you are looking for in an anime, from the comedy to the action, the gore. It has everything. Don't worry, you will love it.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. My name is Nicole from Lugbe. I really missed your show on Cool FM. Thank God you guys are back. Thank God too. Yes, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is really good. Oh, I laughed very well. Felt sad in some scenes.
Aww.
It was good.
Okay, so you know the story of Battlestar the Slasher.
No,
you just know
Samurai Jack.
Yes,
Samurai X.
Samurai
is actually
X, yes.
Battlestar.
Whoa, really?
So the story of Battlestar is coming back. Like, they are starting the whole Kenshi story from beginning, and it just started now. The first episode is out.
So if you love
anime, the first episode is out. So I'll be giving you your anime recommendations. Guys, hit us up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Gabriel.
Okay, Gabriel. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. You guys have not talked, I mean, I've not heard you say anything about this Have you seen the Yellow Jacket?
It's two seasons in, right?
Is it something from?
We spoke about From last week.
Last week, yes. We actually gave it as a recommendation for this week.
And this one I'm watching now, I just discovered this.
What's the name?
The Celebrant.
The Servant.
Yeah, very
interesting.
Horrific series.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Gabriel, for that. Like,
his own recommendations.
Recommendations. Awesome. Hello, guys. I love this show. Have you guys seen Kandahar? It's awesome. And then the animation, Mavka, The Forest Dance. It's a great one, too. I'm looking forward to that Harry Potter series. Wait, let me finish reading the message, then you can watch yourself. Is that I'm looking forward to the Harry Potter series. I hope it's as cool as the movies, though. This is Samisa from Suleja.
Okay.
So you can now watch in.
Oh, yeah, watch.
I think I'm done watching. But trust me, don't watch it.
Talking about anime recommendations, Mushoku Tensei Season 2 has begun. So, yes.
Mushoku Tensei. It sounds like a dance.
So, it's about reanimation. You know, there is what they call isekai, which is like anime about reincarnation. Yeah, so it's a popular... Okay.
So, well, for Nollywood...
Hello?
Hello?
Jesus.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
We are good. How are you?
Okay, I'm very fine. This is Cash Flow from City Avenue.
Okay, right, Cash Flow, join the talk.
Well, the movie I just want to mention is really not a recent or new movie. It's Acrimony, you know. It's a movie that I love to watch again because of the lessons.
Okay, because of the lessons.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You better learn from that because I'm somehow experienced such, you know.
You have?
Seen in part of my life.
You have?
Yes.
A woman that you love showed you Shege.
The lady is trying to get back to me, you know.
Wow. Acrimony Live Lessons live on air.
The reason why I'm laughing is because of the buzzbows that Acrimony.
Anytime somebody mentions it online,
there's always a light.
Yep.
The lady was wrong. No, it was the guy's fault. The guy should have not held on to her for long. No, the lady should have not come back. He settled her. He did not settle her. Nothing will not
I think
not
one
hear.
Day we should talk about it. Though,
we like shall just, never,
we
talk,
shall
about
never talk about that.
I mean, just to... I mean, well,
just to... You just mean to what?
My recommendations for Nollywood. I don't know why you guys are not talking about that.
Don't say you don't know why. Give us recommendations.
A Lot Like Love.
Yeah.
Yes,
with
Gabriel Afolayan and this our Hausa baby.
Yeah.
Which one is this? A Hausa baby? It's not a Ramasada.
Really, and then this Sneaky Links. I don't know if you've seen it. I've not seen it though, but the trailer is just... So, yeah, go check it out. Meanwhile, you guys were talking about The Machine last week, and as at then, I haven't seen it. But now...
I still haven't seen it.
I don't know where to place it. It was just funny and stupid at the same time. Like,
well,
my OCD wanted
it,
me to finish it, but it was just.
So here's the thing, eh?
I wanted to ask Chinna too, because when that message and the one we read, one person talking about some sad where, some parts were so sad. Sidekick, are you the kind of person that cries when watching a particular movie?
Sometimes I don't plan these things. They just. Sometimes it connects. Like, have you seen a Sisters?
You cried.
No.
You wanted to cry.
You just want to put this hold. You want to now.
No. If you wanted to cry, you can say you wanted to cry.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's no shame.
It's okay.
Because sometimes I want to cry, but my tear ducts don't just allow. You know, it's a medical condition for me, so I can't cry. I seriously can't cry. I seriously can't cry. I will want to cry, but the tears will not just come out. That's it will be hanging there, then it will not be hanging on your throat.
Even Mr. Fidel will be the one. He reached where he can cry for some movies.
Has Fidel ever told you he cried
for
a movie?
Yes, he said just one. Which one?
Mention it so that tomorrow you collect credit.
I've forgotten, but
really?
There are movies that you're just, at that point, you're not watching the movie any longer. So many things are just, I know I've seen this movie where I had to pause.
What
and
movie
cry.
Is that?
And I cried.
Titanic.
So
what movie now?
Calm down now.
Mention it now.
I can't see
Cats.
It.
Cats.
I need to take this example. So during the lockdown, I recommended series for Princess. Yes, and it was now
they can see.
Now they see us.
Now you see me.
No. The one about the four guys that
okay.
Now you see us now.
What if now you see us now?
No, wait.
What's
is it how they see us or something like that? Shall continue the people we know.
Yeah,
know.
But it's an American story,
yes.
About a shooting.
I remember a crime that happened and four boys were implicated. I recommended that series to Princess, and then while we're going to get food,
yeah.
And then I saw her talking to somebody and. I was right behind her and I was like, I was saying, just put up. No, 2 meat. Is it okay? So I'm not like, Princess, are you okay? She just said, focus. What did they do? Did those boys bad? Princess was crying outside. She left the show she was watching upstairs. Came down to get food and she was still in emotions,
yeah,
crying.
When they see us.
What's up with this?
When they see us.
When they see us.
Now focus, have you seen American Skin?
So the reason why I mentioned when they see us, I just remember that this lady, Joy Oladokun, who is actually a Nigerian,
yeah,
she actually did some of the soundtracks in the series. Mm, now they
just
see
like
us.
When,
let's take this. Hello.
Oh, God.
Oh.
We still have a caller.
Hello.
Who's there?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Abdul from Airport Road.
Abdul from Airport Road. Talk to us.
Let's talk movies. Talk to us.
Me, I cried watching Holocaust too.
Holocaust. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I cried watching that thing. Each time I watch that thing, I always cry.
Oh.
The way you're even talking, you just remembered. Okay, now thank you very much.
Okay, Rafael from Asokoro said, I recommend Hijack. Good evening, guys. Hijack, the
I haven't
still
seen Hijack.
It's in three. It's three episodes in now, and you guys should check it out. Hello.
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 Good evening.
Yeah, this is calling back.
Okay.
I just want you guys to think I said. This one, I think this is a recent series. I don't know which is better. I just finished watching this Candy.
Did he say Candy?
You know, Candy, the story, Candy.
Candy.
Candy and Love and Death. That is the same story.
Love and Death.
Love and Death.
Yes, I know,
okay.
Love and Death is Jesse Plummer series with Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the recent one. But the one that was done by Jessica Biel was Cattle Candy.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Okay, so that is another recommendation.
Okay, yes.
He's dropping.
I've seen it. Yeah, Candy, we just got
it's 2022, so yeah, it's quite recent.
Hmm. Okay, so that's so much we can take for the movie. So don't forget, you can always follow us on Popcorn and Reels on all social media platforms. And check out some of the trailers we dropped. And talk to us if there's anything you would like to know about movies, because a lot is happening in the cinematic world of movies, both Nollywood, Hollywood, Asian cinemas, everything. Bollywood,
everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere, it's really, really hot.
And the reason why we're asking that you join the show is just as this is your talk station, Let's Talk, we say we talk about everything. So now we're talking movies. So you can join us every Sunday. Once it's 8 o'clock, if you don't hear our voices, then you just know in 15 minutes time, from the top of the hour of 8, you can definitely hear us. But follow us on social media at Popcorn and Reels on all social media platforms, minus Threads for now.
Do you guys think it's the right time to talk about Extraction 2? Not today. I've seen it enough. I think everybody have seen it enough to be ready to watch.
Personally,
to
I feel it's enough, because if it comes out on a popular streaming platform like Netflix,
it's been over a week already.
Abi, how many weeks?
Yeah, it was June 12th, right?
Yeah, it came out June 12th. So like, Abba, it's enough to talk about
it. It's been a minute. So our handle is Popcorn and Reels.
One word.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll send it to you. So get ready, we might be talking Extraction 2 and even Extraction 1. Which did you prefer next week?
I preferred one, but let's talk
more about it.
Well, low budget movies, you should talk about.
So, seriously.
Calm down, I know that's my department.
We should have a show that we talk about B-rated movies, low budget movies that people should avoid.
It's not a show per se, like a 2-minute segment where I just
Knights of Zodiac.
Actually, I saw that... I don't even want to talk about it.
So I haven't still seen Knights of Zodiac. And I'm actually spending a full day.
I will not see it.
Now, calm down now.
Nothing in this life. From the trailer, I told myself, I am not going to suffer through this.
Okay. Well, somebody's recommending The Covenant, which is actually a fantastic recommendation. Yeah. So yes, you should go check out The Covenant.
So yes, I was saying, low-budget movies, you should check out A Nashville Legacy. Somehow, yes, you know all those kind of movies, you know as you go take end, but...
Oh, God.
I'm like, okay.
So I should talk about the Wrath of Becky.
Oh my God, I enjoyed The Wrath of Becky.
That was a very rubbish movie.
I did. I'm sorry. Don't give me the cat look.
Why? Because it's acting cats.
No. What?
The Wrath of Becky was trash.
I know. See, you know the problem. Focus. You and this man with no name.
Yeah.
You guys have high expectations.
Of course, now.
No, it's not just high expectations.
Why would we have high expectations? Listen. Do you know how my brain has been embedded with a library and catalog of movies?
Oh, shit, IMDb.
No,
that's not what we're talking about, sir. You should know that they are just 10% of you guys in Nigeria.
No.
And 90% of me. And we would enjoy The Wrath of Becky. I'd be like, ooh. It's not like I enjoy, but some of the like, that was deserving.
There's no
after they wipe the dog bath, oh God, this dog vex me. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Talk to us.
Okay, yes, it's Cash Flow calling back.
Okay, Cash Flow.
I'm not recommending, tonight on your move, but I like all the movies that I've recommended. I kind of like some classy, old movies, like this Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire, 2008.
That movie. Okay, yes. that's a fantastic watch. Movie. Yeah.
Thank you very much. What?
And did you guys see? Is it Polite Society?
Polite Society.
I haven't still seen Polite Society.
What do you have to say?
It was okay. It was the way it was recommended in our group. It was given a 9.7. I was like, oh my, this movie is going to blow.
But so you had expectations.
See, it's good. I won't take that away.
Yeah, but it's not that great, right?
So
it's
the
not
Polite that great. Society.
It's not that great, and it was too. You know that feminist. I hate men.
Not I hate men. It's like my annoyance was
given. Let's do things together as women. Leave men to go and die. Kind of level. It was just too.
It was too woke culture.
Was it? I mean, the other sister wanted a man in her life.
The sister was against it.
But the annoying thing was the fiance's mother. What was she trying to do exactly? I didn't even get
it. She was trying to use the girl as backup.
To do what? Na alien.
Wanted the girl for backup. For something, but
the
backup did not work. Okay, we're reading final messages right now because we'll soon be out of the studio. This person is saying, I regret watching Acrimony. That movie is very annoying. My TV spoiled the day because I watched it in the morning. My whole day was ruined.
Wow, so you watch Acrimony and Acrimony spoil your TV. Like,
I think that the TV would vex him.
Hello, 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
I knew that that call was going to, lost the caller.
And Jazz, good evening, guys. A Jazzman's Blues is also a very good movie. This is Eric.
Well, just like Eric has, that's the last message you'll be taking. If you haven't seen one India movie, I recommend Three Idiots, and like, the three of us will be getting out of the studio now.
Yeah.
So let's just be.
So as we are leaving, let's leave you with one of my favorite soundtracks from the 2018 Black Panther movie, and it's a soundtrack from Vince Staples, and it's called Bag Back. Catch you guys next week Sunday. Good evening.